1, 2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
ladies. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right, the 15-minute morning show podcast. I don't know where to look. Everywhere.
That, right here.
Right there. Right there. Yep. Welcome. Good to see you. Mwah.
Hello.
So here we go. There's Gandhi, and there's Garrett, and Scotty B, and there's Straight Nate, and Scotty.
What up? I'm wearing my naked shirt.
And there's, did I say Gandhi already?
You
and there's
did.
Danielle.
Hello.
And I think I got everyone. Did I get everyone? Hey, oh, Brody. Hey, Brody. Good morning. You sound great. Your microphone is sounding better than ever today. No, but it is. Remember we had some mic issues? It sounds fantastic today. Whatever you did.
Jeff.
By the way, I know you're not here in the studio, but there's some scissors in here that have Dave Brody written on them.
Oh. Yeah,
is it just me?
I can't hear him.
I can't hear Brody.
Oh. Nope.
No, I can't hear Brody.
I love that we all just complimented him on his mic working.
I thought that was the joke.
Yes, but I thought it was a joke. I thought we were playing a joke on him, and like you were all in on it, and like his mic sucks, and I couldn't.
Can you hear Brody say hi?
Hello, everybody.
Yes.
That's better. Yay! Oh,
Brody, your mic sounds amazing.
Have time. Hold on. We don't have time for a 15-minute morning show podcast now.
Just keep going. It's funny. We all thought it was a joke.
We have
it wasn't
enough
a joke.
If we keep going now, we'll have enough.
All right. Okay, we'll keep going.
I'm not going to retell the story, guys. You can just watch it on Instagram.
We're just going to keep going. All right, so we're going to continue. So you just watched us totally melt the hell down.
It's so funny, though. Right away, we all think it's a joke. We're
so
like,
Brody,
oh, yeah.
So, Brody, you put your name on your scissors so no one will steal them from your desk, yet they're off your desk and they're in here, so it didn't work.
Right. Well, it proves my point, though, because you knew they were mine. Had I not had my name on the scissors, they'd be floating around. I'd never get them back.
Okay.
The best part, though, is the scissors are sitting in a cup directly in front of where Brody would normally sit, and he's like, I've been looking for a year and a half. One, you're not looking that hard. Two, he said, will you go put them back on my desk? Why? For what? They're right there in front of you.
Okay, in my defense, I've only been in the studio 4 times in the past year and a half, so,
right, so
that's why I haven't found them.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think that helps your case a lot.
No.
Okay.
All right, so we have some issues here. We have issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Scotty B. ripped his underwear.
Yes.
Wow. How do you?
I bent over in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I
what
just heard.
Popped out?
And the whole ass of my underwear is ripped open.
The How ass tight? Hole of your underwear.
The whole ass of my underwear is ripped open.
And both.
You got chaps.
Can we see it? Can you show the world?
Can I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't show them your.
Yeah, just don't bend
chocolate.
Over.
Your chocolate starfish.
Don't show them my whole family.
Does this mean that your underwear was too tight on you?
I don't know.
Can you see it?
Just give a little preview. See that?
Yep. There. Oh.
Are you wearing?
Are you wearing?
No, he's got a white t-shirt on.
Yes.
He's wearing boxers.
You wearing boxers? What
For
year is
reason,
this?
For some reason, look, I don't know why, but in the cold, I wear boxers. I don't know. When it's really cold, I wear boxers.
Well, how's
boxers
that hole
are
keeping
usually
you warm?
Like they're a little more loose than normal underwear. So how did you?
Dude, my jeans are tight. It doesn't matter. It's pushed up against it. It doesn't matter what I'm wearing. It's just I need cloth in between my jeans and my skin. Now I don't have any. Okay. But I don't understand why it tore.
What's your question, Nate?
What is my question?
Oh, I know why they tore, Scotty.
Oh, yes. Back to...
I can't believe I'm the one that... The old guy who has no memory is the only one that has a memory today.
Okay. So I went to go heat up my coffee this morning, and I go to place my cup in the microwave, and I had to clear it because somebody left 2 seconds on the thing. Why do you leave 2 seconds on there? Just hit the clear button.
Right.
If you and what 2 seconds? That's nothing.
Which
Let it warm
deal?
Up for two
why
more
why
seconds.
Why are you making a big deal out of this?
It's
just
discourteous
clear.
To everybody that uses that communal microwave.
Yeah, clear,
I don't care
boom.
If you do it at home.
It takes it's like boom, clear. It's done.
I don't care.
Right.
But you shouldn't have to.
To clear
it's
it.
An extra move. You shouldn't have to make. It's the same as leaving the Keurig pod in the Keurig. When you're done with it, then finish the finish
Remove
your session.
It. I have an issue with that. But, okay, so Gandhi and I have theories as to why people leave time on the microwave.
I want to hear
right.
it. Okay. I think you're...
I know I have mine. What's yours?
Well, But I don't want to steal it if it's yours, too.
No, no, just
it
go
can't
ahead.
Be. Okay. It won't. So for me, every now and then, if I'm like home with my parents or even if I'm at the boyfriend's house, sometimes stoners wake up in the middle of the night and you're hungry and you have to go heat something up in the microwave. If you let it go all the way to the end and it gives off those four beeps, it's just more noise in the house. So I stop it before it gets there.
Right.
Then I eat my food and I go on
but
my way.
Why are you clearing?
Because that's another beep.
I never thought of that. I never, but that's a good idea because I do that too. When I don't want people knowing I'm eating, I'm sneak eating. I don't want the thing to beep because they have what are you eating?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, true,
you
true, true.
Pig.
Exactly. So you quiet microwave.
Mine's a little more cerebral.
Oh.
So if, look, I know my microwave. I know if I push 30 seconds, I can feel it's ready like at 27. I know.
Right?
I'm not going to take it to 30 just to run the timer out to overcook it. My point is I want the food to be perfect.
Right.
So therefore I stop it at 27 because I feel it's time to stop it.
Right.
You
know.
I'm about to go clear it. I'm like, why should I clear it? It doesn't matter. It's just...
Because
it's a digital piece of equipment that doesn't use any more electricity if it has a 3 on it or a 0.
It doesn't matter.
It's not. It's part of your session. There's a clock on that microwave usually. So that clock is serving another purpose. But when you leave your 3 seconds on there, it's always 003 o'clock. It's like, no, that's not what time it is.
So, big deal.
No, your session
is... It becomes our job to clear it.
Yeah, your session is completed.
It's 2 seconds.
Then clear it, Brody.
My kids do this all the time in the house, and I'm like, okay, big deal. So I just push clear.
Right.
It takes 2 seconds to clear.
Hey, Danielle,
exactly,
who
Danielle.
Cares?
Danielle, it takes a second to put the toilet seat down, but I bet you complain when it's left up.
No, they don't do that in my house. My husband
has threatened them.
Wait a second.
No, nice, Danielle.
When you
toilet seats are down,
when you're drying your clothes and you leave all the stuff in the lint trap? You don't clear the lint trap right away, do you?
Oh, you should.
No,
oh,
you
absolutely.
Should. You leave it for the next person.
That's
to
bad
clear
fire.
It out.
Fire hazard. You should do that.
I know, but, should, I know, but if okay, look. Do you? I always check the lint trap.
Every time.
And if there's no lint in there, great. If there is, I just take it out.
Right.
Who the fuck cares?
Who cares?
Right. It's easy. Oh, no. Simple. 2 seconds. It's,
can we get back to
the
fact that Elvis is... In intuitive with his microwave. Are you like this with any other home appliances?
Look, to be honest, I love cooking, and cooking with a microwave isn't my favorite thing. But if I'm warming something up, you just kind of know, okay, I think it could be, I don't want to over microwave it, okay?
Because
it ruins the food.
Right.
And so I just kind of know if it's like, I should turn it off now.
So if you knew, then why didn't you set it to that time to begin with?
Because you don't know until you get there.
Right. There's no 27-second button,
right?
Scary.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Shit.
What's that, Garrett?
Like, if you set something for a minute 30 and you stop it with 10 seconds left, like, at the end of the day, what's that 10 seconds going to change?
Oh, 10 seconds can obliterate something.
Oh, in the microwave, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
what I'm saying is if the direction said a minute 30, but you feel at a minute 20.
No, if it says directions, I'm not talking about directions. I'm talking,
as soon as you see bubbles.
No, I'm just... I'm not talking about directions. If it says a minute 30, I do a minute 30, okay? No, if it's just me warming up last night's enchiladas, I know, and I can even see the bubbling. Blah, 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 blah. I know, it's time to take it out. I got 2 seconds left.
And you'd rather do less than more because you can always put it back in. Like, I'd like to taste it and go, oh, okay, now we need a couple more seconds.
Danielle, I don't know if you and I are compatible on many levels, but on the microwave level, you and I are together, you and me and Gandhi.
Yeah.
What was
good.
That, Brody? I heard you say something a second ago.
I don't remember now.
Elvis,
Elvis, I'm kind of the same way as you also, but my thing is I only press the 30 button. I'll never put a time in. So if it's 2 minutes and 40 seconds, I'll go beep, 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 and I'll do it for 3 minutes, and then I'll just stop.
I do that too. I'll hit it 5 times.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
I will never enter a time ever.
Wow. Am I the only one who enters random digits and doesn't do anything on the even numbers? I just do like 147. 147. I don't care. It's arbitrary.
You can, and if it's bubbling, you turn it off at 144.
Oh,
you know, who cares?
Gosh.
Here's my point. Who cares?
Right. Exactly. Who cares?
Talking, why do you have to have this order in your life? It's an ace. It's an OCD thing.
No,
isn't
it's
it?
Not. It's just that the
courteous
the session of using the microwave is leaving it the way you found it. I was always told to leave something the way you found it, or better. If your food gets all over the microwave, you should wipe it down. Because
well, I will. But this isn't that.
Well, that takes more fucking effort than pushing clear to knock the 3 seconds off. Damn. I mean, really.
Froggy,
come on.
It's just, it's a digital counter. It has no brain. It has no heart. It has no soul.
Right,
it doesn't care.
I'm I'm going to use your car, and when I'm done, I'm just not going to close the door. I'm just going to get out and walk away.
That's totally different.
This fucking asshole over here, Nate, used to borrow my truck all the time, and he would leave it empty and dirty.
Oh, hell.
I did that. I admit it. I gave you a gas card one time.
I'm not going to put the vacuum away. I'm just going to leave it in the middle of the floor, because I'm going to use it again.
That's different. This is what it takes to shut it off.
Boop. That's it.
Right. That's it.
And then why can't you do that when you're done using it?
Gotta be quiet. But here's the thing.
There are so many things wrong with this world. If that's what's bothering you, seriously.
You know what? It takes one step. If you want to walk from your couch to the fridge, you don't do it in one step. One at a time. This is the very first step of clearing my irritation.
What's that, Brody?
I don't remember.
Brody, are you okay?
Yeah, if I don't, I gotta get it out. If I don't get it out, you guys are like, "Oh, Prevagen. Garrett!" I'm like, "Oh, he went to Garrett." I'm fucked.
We gotta go. We gotta go. This has been the worst 15-minute morning show podcast ever.
I agree, Elvis. What do we talk about?
It started with a speed bump, but it ended on a high.
There's no one high here.
I'll put my scissors in the microwave.
Say goodbye.
Bye.
Sorry, our apologies.
Froggy, you're lazy.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.